Hello and happy Tuesday, August 17th. Here are your latest music news stories brought to you by The Filter. As we expected, The Weeknd has set a US chart record with a song he released nearly 2 years ago. Blinding Lights is having its 88th week on the Billboard Hot 100, surpassing the 2012 hit Radioactive by Imagine Dragons for the longest time ever on the singles chart. The song currently sits at number 18. Imagine Dragons frontman Dan Reynolds doesn't seem too upset. He told Billboard, "That's just incredible. He's a legend. He's an icon. His music is the type of music that's going to live for a long, long time and do good things. So if there was ever someone to take the record, I think it's good company." A French music artist is reportedly suing Rihanna's Savage X Fenty lingerie brand for playing a song that sampled a hadith at a fashion show last year. Doom was created 5 years ago by Cuckoo Chloe, whose real name is Erica Jane. After the Savage X Fenty show made its streaming debut last October, Chloe posted a public apology for the offense caused by the vocal samples used in her song Doom. "The song was created using samples from Bale Funk tracks I found online. At the time, I was not aware that the samples used text from Islamic hadith." She added, "I take full responsibility for the fact that I did not research these words properly and want to thank those of you who have taken the time to explain this to me. We have been in the process of having the song urgently removed from all streaming platforms." According to TMZ, the lawsuit was filed anonymously because the plaintiff claims she had to go into hiding due to death threats, which have also caused her depression and anxiety. She alleged that she specifically asked for a version of Doom without the sample to be used in the show. At the time, Rihanna called it a huge oversight and a careless mistake in an Instagram story. She said, "The use of the song in our project was completely irresponsible." The lawsuit seeks $10 million US in damages. None of the allegations have been tested in court, and reps for Rihanna have not commented. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news, and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter. And thanks for listening.